USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving, authorities in Butte County, California, say the death toll has risen again from the campfire.
Two additional human remains were recovered in the affected area, bringing the total number of fatalities to date to 83.
Sheriff Corny Honey says the number of unaccounted for stands now at 560. The fire has scorched over 153,000 acres. It is now 85% contained. Black Friday getting an early start at many big retailers. Walmart will have regular hours today. Black Friday sales start, though, at 6 p.m. Target will open at 5. It could be the coldest Thanksgiving since record-keeping began in the nation's east and northeast. It could be in the teens and low 20s through the day in New York City, and Boston could get snow. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump's apologizing, saying he's helped create Thanksgiving traffic jams on America's highways, tweeting that the big story yesterday was that he pushed hard to get gas prices so low that more people are driving for the holiday. Trump tweets, "I have caused traffic jams throughout our great nation. Sorry, everyone." On this Thanksgiving, USA Radio's Robin Walensky has been speaking to people at an eatery in Fayetteville, Georgia, about what they're thankful for this year.
I'm thankful for my children. Here at the tavern, restaurant, and bar in Fayetteville, the majority of people say they are thankful for...
for my family, my beautiful family.
Others thankful for police and the president.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now, as far as Donald Trump and what he's done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
A Tennessee man killed when a concrete block is thrown from a bridge, crashing through his vehicle's windshield. Police say Joe Shelton was driving on an interstate through downtown Nashville on his morning commute back on Tuesday when he was killed by the chunk of concrete, and investigators have no suspects. They continue to look at surveillance video for clues. Nashville police also asking anyone in that vicinity who may have information on the crime to please come forward. A majority of Americans do not want to discuss politics while gathering with family members on this Thanksgiving Day. A Quinnipiac University poll shows by a margin of 61% to 28%, those surveyed said they hope to avoid talking politics at the dinner table today. And the poll shows since Donald Trump was elected president, 59% say they feel the level of prejudice and hatred in America has increased. 32% say it hasn't changed. 5% say it's gone down. And the retailer Mattress Firm is closing about 660 of what it says are its underperforming stores after emerging from bankruptcy. The largest U.S. mattress retailer receiving $525 million in exit financing to continue to restructure with its remaining 2,600 stores still across the nation. On behalf of USA Radio News, I'd like to wish you a happy and safe Thanksgiving. I'm Chris Barnes.